My daughter got married when she was about 20. 10 months later, she had a little baby girl. The little girl was 3 years old. My daughter was 24 years old. And my wife and daughter got up on Saturday morning, October the 13th, and started to Brownwood, Texas, to see some of our friends for a little birthday party, some of our relatives. I had no idea that morning at 6 o'clock when my wife and daughter left, that morning would be the last day I would ever see them alive. But at 8 o'clock that morning, our enemy, the devil, stopped my wife's heart, driving 70 miles an hour, and she veered into the left lane of an oncoming truck and hit an oncoming truck head-on at 70 miles an hour. It tore my wife's body all to pieces. It also tore my 24-year-old daughter's body all to pieces. And they both were DOA right there. My little 3-year-old granddaughter was strapped in the center of the back. A beautiful little 6-year-old girl, which we had raised in our home, which was like a granddaughter to me, she was also strapped in the back. I was teaching a healing school in a Baptist church in Hearst, Texas that Saturday. A police officer walked in the back door. I saw him back there, and I walked back there. I said, "Sir, can I help you? We had just started." He said, "Are you Thurman Scrivener?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you have a wife named Betty?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you have a daughter named Amanda?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Sir, there's been an accident." I said, "Are they injured?" He said, "Sir, they're both deceased." I said, "How about the two babies?" He said, "They care flighted them to Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth, and both of them are in very critical condition." I said, "Thank you, sir." I remembered what the book of Job said when the enemy was allowed to attack his home. It said in Job, "Worship the Lord." So I didn't fall apart. I turned around and I walked up to the front, realizing I had just had the most severe attack of the enemy that I'd ever had in my life. I began to tell the congregation that was there that day what had happened, and I said, "Now I want us to stop and worship the King." So we did. We worshiped Him, and we praised Him for His promises. And I said, "Lord, I need You to speak to me. I need You to tell me what's going on." I guess you can understand that, can't you? Here I'd been walking with Him, seeing Him heal bodies, do great and mighty things, and now then they just tell me my wife and daughter's dead and my grandbaby and a little girl like her grandbaby is probably not going to live. We don't understand these kind of things when they happen. But He wouldn't speak to me. I didn't understand why. I now do, but at that time I did not. After I worshiped and praised the King for a few minutes, probably 15 or 20 minutes, I told Him, I said, "We're going to close the healing school. I'm going to load up my stuff and I'm going to get my son and I'm going to go to Cook's Medical Center and I'm going to get those two babies healed." I went home, got my son. I told him that Mama and Sister were in heaven with the Lord. I said, "Now, son, we got a battle on our hands. We're going to find out if we believe this book." I drove down to Cook's Medical Center and walked in and met a social worker, and she said, "Sir, I've got to tell you that Caitlin cannot live." I said, "Oh yeah, honey, she's going to live." She said, "Sir, she cannot live." I said, "What's wrong with her?" She said, "It's obvious that something cut her seatbelt and she was slammed into the seat in front of her when the two vehicles ran head on." She said, "Sir, her skull is crushed in 5 places. Her face is tore all to pieces. We don't even know what all's wrong with her in her chest. She's bleeding everywhere." Said her brain stem is severed. Her eyes are disconnected from her brain. Her right knee is crushed and her left leg is broken in 2 places. Now you're going to find out if you're a man of faith. I walked into that hospital room with this magnificent Bible in my hand. I walked up there and looked at that little 3-year-old girl. Blood was running out her eyes, her ears, her nose, her mouth, everything. I could not even tell it was my granddaughter. It was a blob of flesh. I opened this book to one promise. I stood there. I said, "Father, You said in John 15:7, if Your words remain in Me and I remain in You, I can ask You anything and You'll do it for me." You said I got to believe with no doubt in my heart. I said, "Father, I ask You to raise up my grandbaby. I ask You to make her completely well. I ask You to heal that face and I don't want a scar on it. You said I can ask anything. If I believe You, You will do it. I ask You to raise her up and make her whole. I ask you to let her run and play. I ask you to reconnect her brainstem and her eyes and make her completely well. And I want to thank you for it. And then I turned to every doctor and I said, I guarantee on the word of the living God, you will see my God do a miracle and raise this little girl up and she will run and play again because he made me the promises. And I am not taking nothing but what God said for an answer. I sat there beside that bed for the next 10 hours and worshiped and praised the King for his promises. In the process of that, I walked over into the next room where little Kelly Ringstaff was. She was a little daughter that my wife and my daughter had kept for 6 years since she was born. Her mother was a traveling lady and she couldn't keep her baby, so my wife and daughter kept her. So she became like a granddaughter to me. I walked over there and I looked at little Kelly, 6 years old. Her head had busted open right above her eyebrows, laid back about a third of the way back. Her seatbelt had helped, but it had crushed both of her pelvics.